Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. Hey, it's spring cleaning time. The weather outside sure feels like spring for me. How about for you? The calendar says it's time. The time is getting near for spring, and for many people, the changing of the clocks signals spring. In any case, spring signals the end of winter, which means more sunshine and nicer weather. This month, we're celebrating March with some spring cleaning. Last week, we did some spring cleaning of our environment. Today, we are spring cleaning our minds. Let's review what spring cleaning is. Spring cleaning is the act of cleaning all of a place well, including parts that you do not clean very often. It's somewhat of a deep clean, a renewal. It's about cleaning better than you usually do. Cleaning out what's no longer useful, needed, helpful, or life-giving. Spring cleaning is about reorganizing, rearranging, restructuring, resetting, or shaking things up a bit. It's making things fresh and new. So, how do we spring clean our minds? First and foremost, the most important is we have to be aware. We have to be aware of what is going on in our minds. We need to recognize and be aware of what kind of thoughts are we having? What kind of thoughts and energy are created by our thoughts? Are they encouraging, uplifting, hopeful, energetic? Or are they more critical, mean, judgmental, and depressing? If you think of your mind as an area of your house, what does that environment of your mind look like? What do you see? Is it neat, clean, organized, bright, and sunny? Or is it cluttered, dirty, dusty, with lots of trash laying around? What does it feel like? Does it feel light, fast, alert, clear, focused? Or does it feel heavy, bogged down, foggy, overwhelming? So, what are you also letting into your environment of your mind? What are you allowing in? Are you allowing goodness? Things that are nourishing? Are you allowing positive thoughts and vibes? How about good visions? Are you allowing in the sunlight? Encouraging wisdom? Positive quotes? Or are you polluting it with stressful, negative, degrading, critical, or violent thoughts and visions? Are you talking bad to yourself? Are you putting yourself down? Are you blaming or criticizing other people? Are you watching violent movies or listening to derogatory music? Be aware. Your thoughts create the feelings that you have, and it influences how your body responds and the actions and behaviors you exhibit. Negative, critical, degrading, or violent thoughts create negative feelings such as frustration, anger, depression, sense of overwhelm, and anxiety, which triggers a lot of stress responses in our bodies, such as increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, tight muscles, shortness of breath, knots in our stomach, which all can lead to behaviors such as addictions of smoking or drinking or eating too much of the wrong things, negative outbursts. Or we could withdraw, isolate ourselves, or have engage in more high-risk behaviors. All of this can lead to mental health illnesses such as depression and anxiety and worse. And it can also influence and lead to a range of physical ailments as well. We cannot separate our mind from our body. It will come out in various ways. So, what can you do about it? Again, it starts with awareness. Awareness of how your thoughts affect how you feel, your body responses, and your actions. So, take a moment. Capture your thoughts. Take a brief time out. Stop what you're doing and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? How does this make me feel? Is this how I really want to feel or think? Deciding which thoughts you want more of and which ones you don't is an important step. You need to sweep out the thoughts that you don't want, the ones that don't serve you, the ones that bring you down. You need to challenge your thoughts. You know, most of your thoughts are lies. Yeah, just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. You need to challenge it. What are the facts? What evidence is there that this is true? Where did it come from? Is that a reliable source? You can also reframe your thoughts that you don't want to the ones that are more like neutral thoughts or even positive. For example, if you have a thought that I'm a failure, you can try to reframe it by getting it a little bit more neutral. Like, I tried something that didn't work. I did my best. I learned what didn't work. I can try again. You can also remember times when you did something that did work out. I'm not a failure because I came up with a solution that saved hours of work on this project. So maybe your thoughts could just need a little dusting or polishing, a change in perspective. And if this is the case, ask yourself, is there another way to think about this? Could you look at it from a different angle, from a different perspective? What would your child think about this? Or maybe your spouse, a friend, or even your mom? Would they think the same thing? Or would they think something different? Spring cleaning your mind can positively impact not only your mind, but your body, your spirit, and your environment. Spring cleaning your mind has a positive impact on your overall health. It reduces stress, anxiety, and depression. It can improve your sleep and your mood. It can improve your focus, your concentration, and your memory. And it can increase productivity and feelings of accomplishment. And you know what? It can also set other good habits into motion. So it's time to spring clean our mind. Start by becoming aware and mindful about what you are thinking. Set a timer for random times throughout the day and just check in with your thoughts. Clean out the ones you don't want. Get rid of the old habitual habits that keep you stuck. Incorporate new, more empowering, and positive thoughts into your day by starting with gratitude. Or dust off your thoughts, polish them up for a new and different way to think about a situation or a person. Spring cleaning your mind is very beneficial to your overall physical and emotional well-being by improving productivity, mood, sleep, and among other benefits. It can also brighten up your environment, which is such a great thing to freshen up your space, and it's a season to make a fresh start. So, which thought are you going to clean up first? Next week, we will discuss spring cleaning our bodies. So let's freshen it up. But first, have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcast or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.